Good evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5. We are the Horsemen. I'm your host, Corey. We got Frank, Edwin, and Khalib in the building. Fellas, yes. How you feeling?
What's going on?
Let me tell you something. I had to get a new pack of ginseng tonight because there's something that's aching me, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it. I'm just letting you know, I'm fully charged, Jensen all the way.
It's going down.
Started off going down. But before I start, Edwin, you owe us an apology because you said that AEW was this Saturday.
I thought it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be the 27th, actually, Corey. I think they moved it by. They definitely moved it.
You're giving this guy a pass. All right.
He gets a pass for season two. This is his first pass for season two.
So let's jump right into it. We're going to talk about the 2020 Wrestling Observer Awards. This is a long list here. So I'm going to read it off, but I'm not going to read off all 100 of these things.
Some of these things are like made up, I think.
It has to be made up. So we're going to go Wrestler of the Year, Jon Moxley. Female Wrestler of the Year, Bayley. Tag Team of the Year, The Young Bucks. Most Outstanding Wrestler of the Year, Kenny Omega. And I have no idea what that means. Most Improved Wrestler of the Year, Britt Baker. Most Underrated Wrestler of the Year, Ricochet. Most Overrated Wrestler of the Year, Bray Wyatt. Interesting. Rookie of the Year, Pat McAfee. Best Non-Wrestler of the Year, Taz. We got a few more. High Flyer of the Year, Rey Fénix. Technical Wrestler of the Year, Jack Sabres Jr. Most Charismatic, MJF. I'm going to skip that one. Feud of the Year, Jon Moxley versus Eddie Kingston. Interesting. Worst Feud of the Year, Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman. I'm going to skip a lot of these. Best Promotion of the Year, AEW. Worst Weekly Show, Raw. So, fellas,
very biased.
This is one more too. Worst match of the year: Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman.
And match of the year, they gave Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks.
Yes. Out of all these things I listed, can you guys give me like something that you agree with and something you disagree with?
Well, off the back, easily I can agree with Raw being the worst television program this year. I can easily agree with that one. What I can't agree with is and Corey, you kind of alluded to it just a moment ago, sarcastically. What the hell is the difference between a Wrestler of the Year and the Outstanding Wrestler of the Year? What is the difference?
I have no idea what that difference is.
Either way, I don't agree with neither one of them. Like being Jon Moxley or Kenny Omega.
Wrestler of the Year? No way.
It's like telling somebody in the NBA, you're the MVP of the year, but this guy's the most outstanding basketball player of the year. It's like, what the hell? What? LeBron, you're the MVP, but Kevin Durant, you're the most outstanding player of the year. And LeBron will look at you like, what the hell are you talking about?
That one's dumb.
What the hell are they talking about? Listen, okay, I'm going to let y'all, because I'm going to explode. So I'm going to let y'all go.
We'll let you go last. I'm going to be honest. This list, not looking at it, is it wrong?
Yes.
100%. Yeah, Frank, yes. Wrong.
A lot of it. Like I was saying in the beginning,
I agree with anything worse of the year for WWE. That's everything that's right with WWE.
Yeah, but feud of the year, Jon Moxley, Eddie Kingston.
That one I would go.
That was
with.
Trash.
I like.
I will say this. Sorry.
I liked Roman and Jay.
That was the best like
promo by far.
They both great promos, so I'll give them that.
Better than Roman and Jay.
Yeah, promo wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like action wise, but promo, just talking back and forth. Eddie Kingston just brings something to the table that
was good promo,
I don't think much people can do.
I wasn't even looking forward to the match, that match, and it was a main event.
It was a main event. Me and Frankie was there at Legends, and yeah, it sucked. Nobody was into the match. And those were some those were some hardcore AEW marks we were around.
Come on. And some boys. I understand. All right, the Swamp match was pretty bad, but AEW's put on pretty bad matches as far as like the women's. There's like been horrible women's matches. There's been horrible singles matches. Like,
okay, all right.
But these are mostly pay-per-views, though. These matches that they're talking about.
Pay-per-views. Yeah.
Well, so you can't really. Let's cut the bull crap for a second. He says Bray Wyatt is the worst wrestler of the year. Bray Wyatt. Is this a two-time WWE champion that I remember?
Wait, he said worst wrestler of the year?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Did he?
Most overrated.
That's kind of like saying the worst. Yeah,
it's the same thing. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, he's saying that he's out of all the wrestlers in both companies or all companies, whatever you want to call it. He's saying that he's the most overrated. Like, he's getting the most, like, too much shine.
And what does it mean, best gimmick? Is that, like, just the character or?
Yeah, the character.
I don't think Orange Cassidy. I think. I don't know. Is wrong? Can you say Roman? Yeah,
you
right.
Could.
I think you could.
But I think with that, they're just looking.
I don't know
at
what they
creativity.
Mean by gimmick. Is gimmick a character?
Character.
I think Roman came back what we all wanted him to come back as.
Exactly. The thing is with Dave, I'm going to just say
ahead, say it out.
This is a biased guy who's only interested in Japanese wrestling and AEW. And the only reason why he likes AEW is because these guys, I'm sorry to say it, I'm just going to keep it 1,000. Suck up to him. Lick him off. If whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want, they do it, all right? You got two idiots in that company that have named a move after him, okay? And so what does he do for these guys? He goes, I'm going to give you the best tag team of the year awards. Yeah, why? Because you named a move after me. You made me special. When WWE, when I used to try to go to WWE events, they didn't even give me a press pass because that's how much they didn't even care about me. I was they gave me an N on my shirt for nobody and told me to walk through. They even gave TMZ a press pass over me. That's his problem. His problem has always been that for 30-something years that WWE does not care about him and they don't respect him like that. And so he gets all this dirt and all this crap from WWE wrestlers that ain't. Oh, I was about to curse. That ain't nothing.
You gotta get this man some water. This man's right? going in.
That's what the whole thing is. Everybody who really knows Dave knows this. This is the fact. This is the fact with this guy. And the thing is, Frankie, you can have a bias. Corey, you can have a bias. Edwin, you can have a bias. I can have a bias. But we don't call ourselves journalists. And try to act like we're journalists and write a news article, acting like we're some type of, we don't go on CNN. We're not on Fox News. We are our own people speaking on our biases. That's fine. He presents himself like he's some type of journalist. Oh, I have a Hall of Fame. No, what you have is a newsletter organization in an office inside your living room. That's what you have in San Diego.
Man's dropping knowledge.
San Jose, wherever you're from. Okay? That's what you have. And you will always be that person. You have a loser mentality. He has a loser mentality.
Wow.
He will always be that person. I will never
loser.
Take him serious.
Loser.
Like, you need that ad lib in it. Loser.
Loser.
Yeah. I would never take him serious. I've never taken him serious a day in my life. And it's not about the fact that he just putting over AEW people. That's fine. It's fine. You can call Roar the worst show. I have no problem with you saying all that. It's just that he presents himself as a journalist. That's my problem with him. And he clearly has a bias against WWE. Clearly. if you look at all his awards from the 90s and stuff like that, who would you, Frank, this is a good question for Frank, because Frankie was born in the 90s. So I gotta ask, who would you think was, did he consider the best wrestler in like 97?
GM, I don't know. Who would I pick?
Just name a name.
Stone Cold?
It wasn't Stone Cold.
Do I know the person?
Crazy? You know what's crazy? I read that. Do I know
the wrestler that he picked?
No, you don't. No,
exactly.
No. It's from 19. I read something from like, wanted to see who the wrestler of the years were from like 1990 to about 2005.
Right. Put them on.
Bro, I'd say about 90% of them are from New Japan.
Wow.
That's the problem.
90%.
And only one time he put Stone Cold Steve Austin.
One time.
In 2000, he put Triple H, I believe.
That's a fact, yes.
That's the problem with this dude.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels should have been on top of that list many times.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. This guy has a problem. I'm telling you. This guy has a problem. That's all I
got. You don't agree. You don't agree with this list, or do you?
No,
I agree with some of this.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call out four, and you guys are just gonna give me what you think or what you would have put in that place. All right, I'm gonna start with. Let's start with the most obvious. Wrestler of the year. He has Jon Moxley. What would you guys pick?
It's Roman Reigns. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, that's unanimous for me.
I like Roman too, but Jon Moxley held it down from the pandemic to now.
If that's the case, I would say Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
See, that's how Drew too. That's how
remember Corey. But Corey, this is starting from January 1st of
I don't care. I don't care when it started. Listen, this is what they do.
I'm gonna say Roman, but I think I see why he picked Jon Moxley. Okay. I'm going Roman.
Jon Moxley. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now let me ask Frankie one thing real quick. Do you know how many times Roman has been picked for the Observer Wrestler of the Year?
Nah.
Yeah, none.
None.
That's silly. You know how many times John Cena...
He'll probably be number one this year for PWI.
Oh, well, PWI is more...
They're more realistic.
You know how many times... what I was about to say? Cena? John Cena has been picked?
None.
Once.
Wow.
Silly. Anyway, I just want to say that. All right, you can find.
All right, so that was one.
So we're all going Roman? Are we all going Roman?
I just want to say this. Yeah. I just want to say this one thing. I just feel like Jon Moxley, when he first came to AEW, I think it was the Vegas and was it All Out?
Their first pay-per-view.
Yeah.
He had a buzz. That first couple of months, I'm like, all right, he's cool. Then I'm thinking, damn, this dude never loses. He marks out on other events. So he's in like Bloodsport. He's in New Japan. He's here. He's everywhere. And he never gave me one good match he had. I just want one.
Just the Luke Harper one. That was decent.
I will not say anything bad about Luke Harper. In my opinion, I don't feel like that match was good. The only thing that happened was he DDT'd the man outside in the ramp, and they collapsed.
After that, I don't.
There's no good matches. I don't even need a classic. I just need a decent match. He doesn't give me decent matches, and his body looks like shit right now. 100%.
All right. So there goes one. All right, let's go. Most underrated wrestler of the year. He said Ricochet.
Underrated.
The most underrated wrestler Ricochet. Of the year. That's
not a wrong answer.
So that's an individual who just gets no credit, right?
Who gets like no credit or maybe
no shine.
No shine, no, not enough TV time. Not who's very TV talented.
Time. That is a very tough one.
I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say Aleister Black and Andrade.
I mean,
I actually forgot about Aleister Black even.
Aleister Black, he's getting punished because of his girl. That's that.
Well, I guess
I like the Ricochet answer though. But who you going with, Booby?
It's between Black and Andrade.
Well, Andrade was getting TV time though when he was. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing now though.
He wasn't used. I don't think he was used properly to his potential.
But we could say that about everybody that gets moved up though.
I got it. I think it's Bobby Lashley. Even though even though Bobby's getting a quote unquote shine, I saw this man in real life. That's the biggest dude I ever seen in my life.
He is big.
Like, and I seen Brock Lesnar. I've seen him. I'm talking about, I was in a hotel. He walked past me and I just said, wow, that dude's a mammoth.
He's a big dude.
So now, and I saw Finn Balor. Like, Finn Balor was eating food with his family. I'm like, wait, Finn Balor is about to destroy this 300-pound man. It doesn't make sense. So I'm not understanding why Brock Lesnar has all that shine, but then Bobby Lashley can't do the same thing. So that's where I'm just coming comes with
to. Brock Lesnar's gonna sell more. That's really it.
But
I agree with you though. Why Brock and not why?
Why because not Brock Lashley? Brock doesn't talk, right? Brock says barely nothing. I mean, Bobby could do the same thing Brock does.
But I think Brock only sells more because he was a UFC champion and he has that whole, you know, winning belts and another. But Bobby Lashley did. Yes, Bobby Lashley did MMA too.
I don't think Bobby had a better record.
He had a better record, but I think he was in one, right? He was in one, I believe it was.
He was in Bellator.
Bellator.
He was in Bellator.
But if you look at like both their MMA careers, like obviously UFC is like the top or the higher brand. So he's just going to get more following, more credential for that. But I mean, Bobby Lashley had a good run as well. He wasn't no slouch. Like, no, that's the only reason why I think he sells more.
What's the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, next one. Let's go feud of the year. Feud of the year. He has John Moxley, Eddie Kingston.
I'm saying Roman J.
Yeah, that was way more intriguing.
Roman Reigns. Way more. We talked about that way more than.
I'm gonna go Randy Orton Edge.
You could use that one too. That's too. Fine. They had the greatest wrestling match. So you know you can. Yeah.
Oh man, I would agree. I'll say Randy Edge, but it was cut a little short. So maybe Sasha and Bayley, because that was a pretty good.
I forgot about that actually.
That was a pretty good one. I like the way
you can't go wrong with any of those two. But the John Moxley and Eddie King.
John Moxley. Besides the promo. What is another good one on here for the last one?
This guy said he has four ready.
Overrated. Most overrated wrestler of the year.
Yeah, that's.
He has Bray Wyatt.
That's what I'm saying. I already discussed that.
So you don't think it's Bray Wyatt?
No, overrated.
Mm-hmm. The Fiend.
I think it's John Moxley.
No, I'm gonna tell you why.
I think it's John Moxley.
How can it be Bray Wyatt when you know?
We don't even miss the Fiend no more. Like he was just.
Yeah, but it was a, you know. It was a character that, at the time, you know, sold a good amount of merch and stuff like that. So. How can you be overrated if you're doing, you know, good numbers like that? I don't know. Mills
cracked. But how is so? You guys are saying John Moxley. How is his numbers doing? I don't know how his.
Well, I wouldn't say John Moxley. I wouldn't go there. I don't think John Moxley's been overrated.
You said it's from January last year to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Last year, January, the Fiend was hot.
He was out.
He started his whole little gimmick with the you know, at first we were like, oh, we don't like this. Then it came out and we were like, oh, the Fiend is, you know, this is dope. This is dope. So I don't think he was over.
You know what it was? I think they should have did it how they did Finn Balor with the Demon. They gave us the Fiend like too quick and they gave it to every pay-per-view.
I would have said Goldberg's overrated.
Definitely. I agree on that. Yeah, and by the way, man, take that Knicks hat off, man.
They sit in that four, man. You can't hate.
You guys, yo, you Knicks fans are something else, man. And you guys sit at four and don't know how to act.
We winning right now. We winning.
Just had to throw that out there. Go ahead, though.
All right, so we'll move on to Corey Graves on his latest podcast. Says he wants to see Bobby Lashley march into WrestleMania as a WWE champion. Do you guys think it's going to happen?
Yes.
It has to happen. Like,
I think I don't think he wins this. I don't think he wins tomorrow. He'll probably win
at Fastlane.
Yeah, I think at Fastlane, yeah.
But he's going to fight Brock.
Now,
Brock?
Yep. How do you guys feel about Brock coming back with no Paul Heyman?
Is he?
Who's Paul Heyman's in SmackDown.
Is Brock coming back?
I don't know.
Well, he's going to come back eventually.
He's going
to
come back.
Or unless AEW's talking to him.
I think
AEW might do something, man.
AEW doing nothing.
I think they got CM Punk in the bag. I'm just saying.
CM Punk.
I mean, never really gave him an offer.
CM Punk in the bag. Watch.
But I do think Bobby makes it to Mania with the belt.
I did a little podcast on my thing, and I predicted this whole thing. If anybody heard me, I said Bobby Lashley will lose the title at this last pay-per-view, and he will eventually face Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania for WWE. And the reason why I said that is because over the weeks, like, I watched wrestling my whole life. I could tell when they're pushing somebody a certain way. And over the weeks, they have him just whooping ass, like putting people in hurt locks and all types of stuff, going crazy on people. He went to Royal Rumble. He was throwing people out, like, with one hand. I was like, okay, they're setting him up to be what he should be, which is just a dominant force. Okay? And I do think, and even though I wasn't here last week with the Elimination Chamber podcast, I would just like to say, and even though I'm not the biggest fan of The Miz, I've never been, this is actually a good thing that The Miz won. Because you can play this off a couple of ways. You can have Bobby obviously beat The Miz and just go on to WrestleMania. Or, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing The Miz and maybe Drew.
I don't want to see a triple threat, though.
I
feel like they do too many triple threats at Mania for, like, the world title. I'm like, what happened to the
last,
like,
triple
the
threat I enjoyed was WrestleMania 34 with the Intercontinental one. That was pretty good. That was, like, the last one I really enjoyed.
Oh, Seth,
The Miz, and Finn. That was really good. But I don't really enjoy them like that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
It is my turn now.
Yeah.
So, I would love to see Bobby Lashley going to WrestleMania, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, I wrote down for what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about, and I said Bad Bunny, right?
Oh,
I am a whole. I'm Team Bad Bunny now.
Now he's Bad Bunny.
Get out of here, bro.
Bad Bunny. Now he's Bad.
Wait,
you better not say he's winning this check. You better not say
he's Jake Meltzer, bro.
You better not say he's winning this. Don't say he's winning it.
I'm just putting the pieces together. Bad Bunny, one of the greatest artists of all time, right? Number one.
This guy.
Record selling. I love this dude. Oh, love him. Love all his songs, right? This man sold so many t-shirts, right? In record time. Never been done, right? Mm-hmm. What Hispanic wrestler has more, like, who can draw more views than Bad Bunny right now in that market?
Nobody.
Hispanic wrestler. Yes.
Hispanic?
Yeah. Any Hispanic wrestler that can draw like Bad Bunny. Can anybody do that?
Nobody. Besides maybe in now or nobody. Like in the prime?
Right now.
Nobody,
right?
And the prime is Eddie.
You want eyes to be on your product, right? And Hispanic market is a big market, and you're going to
know where this guy is going.
Next month, right? The Miz was going back and forth with Bad Bunny. I see Bad Bunny versus The Miz for the championship at WrestleMania.
Wow. That would be like that would be like the WrestleMania.
You know what's funny, man? I can see that happening because they've been feuding,
right? They've been feuding.
I can't.
Nah, maybe Fastlane, but not Mania. I don't think Mania.
But like Corey said, he brings in the views.
Of course he's gonna bring. He's bringing a whole nother.
That's what you want.
Another set of views. Viewers.
They don't really care about who we want to win. They don't care.
They're just supporting.
Now, Corey,
their people.
Well, how did you change your mind on this? Because I remember you was arguing with me when I said that. Yeah, this is good that Bad Bunny
He hated us when we was going. We was like, "Yo, Bad Bunny, this, Bad Bunny, that."
This guy always does that, bro. Always.
You know, I was listening to his last album, which was amazing, great, great album. And
this guy even posted myself, his video on Instagram with the Booker T song. I was like, "Look at this guy, bro."
It's one of my favorite songs.
I'm not gonna lie though, Corey. Corey, that's a smart what you just came up with. That's
It's very smart.
It sounds right. The story is there.
You have Damian Priest.
And then Damian
Priest. By the side of him, right? He's going to be teaching him how to wrestle. You got The Miz with Morrison on his corner. And you got to look at it like this, right?
And they've been in the PC too.
They've been in PC. Bad Bunny is not a wrestler, right? So you can't take him serious as a wrestler, right? The Miz. Have they made The Miz look any credible recently? Like he's a clown. Am I correct? Like, everything he was doing was clown stuff. Why not have Bad Bunny, who he's destroyed his, like, record set. Bad Bunny's cost him matches. Why not have them go one-on-one together, open up WrestleMania in Florida?
Oh, no.
Open up the main, with that, with the title?
They open it up. Bunny versus The Miz. Bad Bunny wins the title.
And Bad Bunny
wins the title. I hope they make it happen. Bad Bunny to win the title.
Puerto Rico would lose their mind.
Puerto Rico would go crazy.
That would be as unpredictable as when David Arquette won the WCW title.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I've been to Puerto Rico 3 times. They love me in Puerto Rico. They love me.
They love Cork.
Love me in Puerto Rico.
That would be insane, Corey. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't mind that too bad. How would we feel about that?
Honestly. I would love it. This man.
How does he lose it? He loses it the next day to Damian Priest, or
he loses to somebody.
He has to lose that immediately. Yeah.
He has to lose it immediately.
He gotta lose that fast.
Like, somebody comes out the same day he wins it at Mania, man.
Same day, man. Because I don't want to see him with the belt too long, but he's a star, man. He's a star, and I love that guy.
What if he somehow gets Damian Priest involved?
I can't believe Corey really came up with that.
And that sounds legit too.
It does, because the story's there, man. They've been feuding since Rumble.
They've been feuding, man. What'd you say, Evan? You said something?
I said, what if he somehow gets Damian Priest involved? Being that he helped him get the 24/7 title, and Bunny.
Helps
I don't
him.
Know. Works his magic to get him in a title match or something. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't have Damian Priest over Bad Bunny. Yeah, Damian Priest is now on Bad Bunny's level. Not much people are.
Wow! Wow! Right? Wow. Yeah. You see what I have to deal with?
I'm telling you, I am Team Bunny, man.
Every time we go back and forth, he did the same thing with Austin Theory.
I've seen the light, man. I seen the light with Bad Bunny.
What do you think about that theory, Khalid?
I mean, it's good. I mean, I for one, you know, I was always on the Bad Bunny thing. To be honest, I told y'all, I was like, this guy selling shirts. He's got number one Spotify. It doesn't matter that I don't know his music that well. I don't care. He's just popular. Yeah. So I don't really have he has the 24/7 title right now. I don't really have a problem with that. Because I'm like, you know, it's kind of like, it keeps him around. Him having that belt keeps him, now he can be on Raw, he can be on TV, you know. Now him winning the whole thing is like, like I said, it reminds me of something that happened in the year 2000 in WCW with an actor named David Arquette when he won. And the reason why he won is because they were trying to promote this new movie that had came out that year called Ready to Rumble. And so part of the promoting the movie was, let's have the star of the movie, David Arquette, win the title.
Wasn't it that cage match too?
It was. But David Arquette was against it. He didn't really want to do this. He was like, nah, I'm not a wrestler. No, I don't. But they convinced him. Now, what happened the next year is WCW folded. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, right?
I don't know. I don't know if that's always a good idea to have a guy that's clearly here for promotional reasons to have your top title. But I wouldn't be too against it, but I could see how it'd be a backlash against it. I could see why people would go, okay, you taking this way too silly. This, you making this belt, this prestigious belt, way too silly now. We can't even take the WWE title that serious. You already got the Universal title, which kind of dilutes the WWE title already. Now you have an artist, Bad Bunny, with your title. I don't know. I wouldn't be too bad about it, but I could see how people would lose their mind.
I like. No Bad Bunny. David Arquette is no Bad Bunny.
You're right.
He's not on that level. Like, I don't know. I don't know. He's my favorite artist. So
I'm rocking with you, Corey, on that one.
You know, Puerto Rico all day, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. We're going to go to something that I was thinking about here. We got Paul White, a.k.a. The Big Show, has now joined AEW. I got to start this off because I was just thinking in my mind. So now AEW, now they wanted to be against WWE. They wanted to push new talent. They wanted to push the envelope, right? Now you got Sting. You got Taz. You got the Big Show now.
Big Show.
So you got Shaq. So what happened to the young talent? Wait a second.
Catering now.
Wait. Why are you doing this? This reminds me of something here. This reminds me of the old school WCW.
Yeah.
And it also reminds me of the younger version of that TNA, where they brought Kurt Angle, Sting, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair. This is what they're doing. So now I find it funny that you got guys like Dave Meltzer or whoever is the fanboys of AEW. They find this is totally fine, right? But what happened to the young wrestlers? What happened to your Luchasaurus and your MJFs?
What's going on,
fellas? What do you think?
What happened? That's a good question. What happened? I don't know. For the umpteen time, I don't want nobody in AEW fan allegiance to come at me for liking people like Goldberg and I liked Hulk Hogan and I liked Ric Flair when they came back into wrestling. And let me tell you something about when those two came back. They were 46. Oh no, Hogan was 46. I believe 50. Let me see. It was something like that. Hogan was 46. I say that to say this. AEW has signed a 63-year-old man and now a 51-year-old man. So don't give me no crap and about how you like these old guys. What the hell does AEW like? It seems
old guys,
like
old heads, bro. Old
they like
heads.
Him even. They like him even older. They He's, like.
Is he gonna wrestle? Really? Is he really?
Yes,
gonna
wrestle? He signed a multi-year deal to do commentary for AEW Dark on YouTube, and then for in-ring return.
Wow. Yeah, I can also say this.
He's gonna fight Shaq.
Imagine this. WWE is throwing. Oh god. See, WWE is throwing money at people, right? To not go to AEW. They're throwing boatloads of money. So how much money do you think that AEW threw the Big Show? So they're just blowing through cash. They're just getting any wrestler they want now.
But and then I read too that Show was he was unhappy with WWE the way he was treated with him because he left in January. He left back in January. But I'm like, bro. What are they gonna do with you? You barely can move.
They
in the
don't
ring
know
now.
How to. They like, don't know when to say goodbye
you,
and just.
You can't.
Quits.
We can't do nothing with you no more. Like, you're done. Your time's up. Like,
but my question is, it's not so much with you know, WWE didn't re-sign him. It's something like that. The bigger question is, why did AEW sign him? That's why.
What
match can he have?
Big Show versus Shaq.
Yeah. And Big Show versus Shaq. Big Show versus Cody. Big Show versus the two idiots, the Bucks. Who can he wrestle?
Shaq is gonna like do some stupid chop to Cody, and here comes Cody. He's just gonna bring out Big Show, and then they're gonna fight.
He's gonna put over Wardlow.
No.
Yeah.
The only thing I think he's gonna help out is you know AEW has so many big guys. And they're not, you know, they need to be guided in the right direction. He can definitely guide them in that, you know, the right direction. Because again, they have so many big talents that need the help, and he'll help them out. But as far as in ring, like, bro,
I don't think he was actually good. I was never impressed with him.
Big Joe in WCW was impressive.
No, he was in good shape, but he wasn't impressive. Like, I mean, he had long, well, he had long hair.
I mean, you have a big guy like people. That when he was doing drop kicks.
He's in the
like,
water boy. The water boy.
Listen, either way we look at it, he's still a name. He was still the WCW champion and still the WWE champion. And so he's still something of some type of relevancy.
So do you think that's why they signed him for his name, basically?
Yeah. That's what I think. Just for recognition. Because they don't know ratings? What to do. Right. This happened back in the days with WCW and WWE. There used to be times where WCW would just sign a WWE guy and had no effing clue what to do with him, i.e. Bret Hart. It was a lot of that going on. You know, so that's just what AEW is doing right now. They don't really know what to do with him, but they're just going, well, we got a name. Podcast is like us. We're talking about this right now.
True.
You know, putting us more on the map. So I guess, you know, that's helping them out.
They won, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they won on that level. But once again, like I said, man, I don't want none of you AEW guys ever coming up in my face talking about how, oh, you like the old, you like the Goldbergs, you like this.
Right, they can't.
And you guys are signing 63-year-old men who are doing stinger splashes and scorpion death drops. Now, in the ring and carrying people in body bags,
bro.
Okay. and you sign a 51-year-old show to a maximum. Like, don't talk to me no more. All right. Don't talk to me. At least Goldberg is still in shape. All right.
I agree. Cause showing something, I don't know, bro. That's...
He better not be no main event.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no.
Let's see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So there's my King's view. Did you guys catch Raw with Randy Orton vomiting?
Yeah.
Papa Shango came back.
Yeah, Papa Shango.
Papa Shango.
Can you guys please explain this to me? Because I don't know what the hell's going on. I missed a week and a half.
Like Booby said, Papa.
It reminds me of WWE in the 80s.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior.
When Papa Shango made Ultimate Warrior throw up in the ring.
I'm sorry, but that looked more real.
That looked more real because the vomit was like yellow, even though it was crazy. It kept
coming out.
It kept pouring out.
This looked fake as hell.
Like, why black? Like, why, what?
Yeah, I don't know what the black, yeah.
I've never seen nobody like, what?
Yeah. This is I don't know what to say about this one, Corey. I was confused. Just
the Fiend is returning. That's really it. The Fiend is coming back.
You think the Fiend's coming back?
No, that's definitely. He'll be back by Mania.
So he's
Mania.
He's coming back as like a voodoo priest or something now. Like he's got special powers now.
He should
or is
go
it
back
like
to
the Bliss that has the powers.
Yeah.
It could be.
Could be. She's sitting in that little star. So I mean, I don't know.
Damn
could be.
Shame. So there's another thing. There's another thing that I was thinking about. So did you guys catch that main event NXT? We had what's that guy? What's his name? El Delgado Fantasma.
Versus
Karrion Kross.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
It was great. Number one, it wasn't good.
I liked it.
Great.
I liked it.
And I am all aboard. Del Tasma, whatever his name is. I love him.
Oh yeah, he's always been good. He's just got to ditch. He needs to ditch that cruiserweight belt again. He's not a cruiserweight because he can hang with the big boys.
Yeah, he needs to leave the cruiserweight alone.
He needs to leave that alone. Like leave that division. Throw the belt in the trash. Like because that match was really good.
But I like the match. I like Karrion Kross, man. This is a guy that comes off like he doesn't give a crap. These are the people that I like. People think I like the Attitude Era. I don't. It's not so much that I like the Attitude Era. It's just that I like the attitude. I don't care really too much about the wrestlers too much in the Attitude Era. I just like the fact that they didn't give a crap. That's what I like about them. And that's what I get from him. I get that he just doesn't give a crap. That's the type of wrestler I like. I don't like these wrestlers.
That's what we're getting from...
They want a handshake. They want to cry after matches.
Yeah,
I don't go for all that.
But that's what we're getting that from Adam Cole right now. I'm loving it.
Yeah. I'm loving like that.
That's true.
Loving every minute of it. You get a super kick. You get a super kick. But,
like I was saying earlier, Corey, you wasn't here, man. Are you not tired of Adam Cole chasing that NXT title? It's the same story over and over.
But it's like Gargano chasing the North American title.
I want them both to get moved up already. I think we all would want them to get moved up. It's just how they're going to use them.
Nah, Gargano got to stay there. Gargano has to stay there. Gargano will be actually great for AEW.
That would be
a good pick for him.
You know what would be a good trade? Why don't you give Gargano a chance at AEW and let Sammy Guevara
trade in a heartbeat. I like Guevara, man. I like
that'll
Guevara.
Be a good trade.
Guevara for Ricochet.
I'll take that.
That's a bad trade for AEW.
That's what I said.
He might shine in AEW though, because AEW is crazy on them flips.
That is true.
That's true.
You know what? You see what he said, Khalid? AEW is crazy with the flips.
I enjoy the flips. I like it, but they do a lot. They're known for that. You got Ray Phoenix, high fly of the year.
Ray Phoenix. Didn't Ray Phoenix win high fly of the year?
Yeah, high fly of the year.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with
of
that.
Course. Of course.
Didn't he almost break his neck?
Yes.
A couple of times.
He was like 15 feet in the air, bro. And then I was like, Jesus.
Man. My God. So there's one more thing that I was thinking about. I was going to go to Daniel Bryan, but nah, I'm not going to go to that. He's not in my view. The Young Bucks are in my view.
The Young Bucks?
How Daniel Bryan not on your view?
I'm giving Daniel Bryan one more week because he's a loser.
God.
I don't understand the booking of that at all. So the Young Bucks, to me, they have their own thing, right? It was not a podcast, but it's like a Being the Elite series, right?
Being the Elite, yeah.
So you're kind of making fun of wrestling right there, which I'm thinking, all right, I'm suspending my disbelief to watch your show, and then you're making fun of the show. So then when I'm supposed to take you serious, you have your dad take a picture of you. You come into the ring for a stupid save, which I knew you're going to save your childhood best friend with these 50 super kicks, right? Then Jericho and MJF, guys, do you know who MJF stole his gimmick from? EC3. Think about that. I never thought about that. A lot. Then they have his dad, who has so much blood on him, or tomato juice.
No.
I have
Sriracha sauce.
His hands are full of like sauce. And I don't get, what are they doing, man? This is why WWE has writers, because when you let the inmates write for themselves,
it's retarded.
Stupid shit like this happens.
It wouldn't have been so bad if it wasn't for the fake sriracha blood that I had to endure watching them. It's like, if you're not, I always say this. This is my thing on Bladen. I was going to say it right now. If you ain't Bladen, then don't do the
don't
blood
bleed.
Thing.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. If you're not gonna do that, just don't do it.
If you're not new jacking it, don't do it.
Right. Just this could have easily been done. You could have easily beat up his dad, or MJF and who was it? It was Chris Jericho, right?
Chris Jericho.
Right. You could have easily just beat up the dad, and then they race to save their dad. No problem. But they wanted to make it more dramatic. It's like we have an idea. We're gonna knock him to the back of the truck with their pitches on it. And when every time he knocks on the back of the truck, his hand
and
is gonna
splashes,
like, cover
splash on the face.
fake sriracha blood. And it's like what the hell is in the father? Oh my God! Every time I see that dad, I'm like, oh, I see where they come from. Yeah, they. Boy, these two knuckleheads. It's like, I don't know. It was one of the silliest things I've seen in a long time. It was one of the silly. It was very silly, and I don't understand how anybody saw that and was impressed by that. I just thought, wow, this is really really silly.
I personally think they're like legitimately trying to make a bad show. So at this point,
it's bad, It's boring.
It's getting ridiculous. It's
I can't watch
it's
it.
It's bad, man. I can't watch it either, man.
It's hard. It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch, man.
I mean, like, is Taz Sunner, like, is he like a wrestler in the works or something? Or like,
yeah.
I think so.
Cody,
yeah.
Cody trains him.
He's being Cody trained. Trains him? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that whole segment right there, I don't want to get off of a tangent, but that whole segment too, with Sting,
yeah, bro,
carrying Taz's Nick, son. Right? Is that his name?
Yeah, Hook
and Hook,
yeah,
whatever his name is, doing that whole thing. I don't know how y'all felt about it. I thought it was stupid, but I did think that when Darby Allin,
that was dope.
Man, that was cool. That was cool.
I like
he
that.
Came through. I thought it was kind of cool.
That was cool, yeah.
That's very Darby Allin.
I will say that.
Okay, so he came out right in this. What is that contraption called? A
like a zip line,
zip line thing, whatever.
Came out on a zip line with his skateboard. Right, he lands in the ring. The man can't get his zip.
He can't get it off. So he starts swinging.
So they immediately pan to somewhere else, and then he's like still halfway with the zip line. They were like waiting for him to hit him.
Right.
And then they finally hit him. I'm like, come on, this is you don't practice this.
Like, but it's hard to practice that.
Yeah, it's hard to practice that.
Go up, take it off. Show starts at 8. How hard is it to practice this stuff, man? I mean, come on, man.
He is telling the truth, because you know they definitely went over that a lot.
Hell yeah, they had to.
They definitely went over that one a lot.
Secure,
yeah.
And then it looks like Sting is. I thought it's gonna be a cinematic match. This is gonna be Sting's last match. He's done.
The way he's taking that damn power bomb, I'm like, oh, I was like,
I ain't gonna lie. And you know, he is old or whatever, but he does still have. He can still do a Sting of a splash.
Of course,
that looks cool. That looks cool. That's what I meant to say. That still looks cool. So, I don't know. AEW, you know, I don't know. He can't hang with none of those young guys because those guys doing other stuff that he can't even comprehend. So, who knows? Who knows? Maybe him and the Big Show can be a tag team.
Please no. Please. No.
I mean, I probably mean. Maybe the Big Show might win that belt, man.
No way.
I mean, maybe.
We're going to get Big Show versus Sting for the AEW belt.
Hey.
I think Bad Bunny should win the WWE title and AEW title. And Why not?
View.
Bad Bunny taking over. I got you your Bad Bunny shirt. Don't worry.
I got one.
I got you. But not that. That wraps up episode 5, Designated Report Wrestling. We'll be back next week. We got next week is AEW.
Yes, Revolution. Sir. Revolution.
Revolution.
Do we got the matches on that?
I know Darby Allin is Sting teaming up against Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. We have the that match between Kenny Omega and John Moxley, some type of explosion match.
So yeah,
exploding barbed wire.
Isn't that a New Japan match?
That's the type of New Japan.
Got the women's match.
Hikaru Shida versus tournament winner, which I think it might be Riho, because Riho's going to end up fighting, what's her name? Thunder Rosa.
Oh, God.
So I figured we're not going to get Thunder Rosa again versus Shida.
Wait. Time out. Oh, my God. First off, how did Riho beat the NWA champion?
Yeah, I know. What's her name?
What's her name? Serena Deeb?
Deeb.
Come on, man. So Riho is going to face, what's her name? Who beat Dr. Britt Baker? Oh, was it not Awesome Kong? What's her name? Nia Jax.
I know you're talking about
Jordan Blank right now.
Jordan Blank is her name.
Nyla Rose.
So she's gonna beat Nyla Rose again.
I guess so.
Come on, man. Kenny.
It's gonna happen.
Come on, Kenny.
Then we got Young Bucks versus Chris Jericho MJF, which I think Chris Jericho MJF may actually win.
Oh.
Adam Page versus Matt Hardy. Big money match. What is a big money match?
Big money, baby. It's like a prize fight. I don't know.
Depending on whoever loses has to give away 30% of their pay.
What are these stipulations? What kind of matches are these?
Stipulations are crazy.
Stupid orange champagne pool match, whatever the hell it was.
Most are on a pole.
Face of Revolution ladder match.
Oh, Face of Revolution ladder match. Wow.
Cody Rhodes versus Scorpio Sky versus Penta versus Lance Archer and somebody else. Winner gets a TNT title opportunity.
There we go. Why don't they just call it the Money in the Bank?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, because they can't, because it's trademark.
And of course, to give people some TV time, we got the Casino Tag Team Royale.
Oh.
We'll definitely see the Big Show there.
So this, no, who's he tag team with?
Like you said, Sting.
Sting's got his own match.
Sting, baby.
Sting's not fighting. He's fighting. Him and Darby. Yeah.
Him and Darby. Hopefully, this is not a 4-hour pay per view.
It probably is.
Probably.
You said, hopefully. You wait. Yeah, it's gonna be 4-hour pay per view.
You wait, brother.
It's gonna be a late one next week. Get ready, Corey.
They don't believe in matches under 20 minutes.
Shit, you tell me, get ready. Don't call me at 12 o'clock. I'm gonna record. Shit.
We might record going live during the pay-per-view.
We should.
We'll be back next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Designated Wrestling. And we'll be back next week for more wrestling. I'll see you guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, fellas.
All right, fellas, later. Peace.